Hello, I'm Pastor Joe Selensky from Lifeway Church in North Bangor, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day. Listen, we celebrated Mother's Day, and I want to continue to celebrate moms and women in general, as I see many reminders in Scripture to do so. I think mothers should be saluted for their tenacious love. Let me give you an example. Admittedly, this is anecdotal and not statistical, but I have certainly found this to be true in my own experience when making hospital calls. Here's what I found out from time spent in those hospitals. As far as people visiting sick rooms, I see where it wears out fathers a whole lot quicker than it does mothers. Fathers sometimes become impatient. They go in and out, but mothers seem to stick it out so much more. Women in general, I think, often can be more nurturing and persevering in consoling family and even friends who are hospital-bound. Men do what they need to, most of the time, but some do not handle it as well as women. And today's worldly culture may not agree with me or the Bible, but the truth is, God has created women with general, gender-specific attributes and characteristics, and has created men with gender-specific attributes and characteristics. And I love the differences and respect tremendously those differences, especially in women. There is no perfection in these gender-specific characteristics in men or women, and both can take on whatever needs are called for. But I love and recognize the amazing and wonderful attributes so many women have, whether as mothers or simply the softness, concern, and nurturing they have. And as we see in Proverbs chapter 31, I also recognize the other amazing abilities women can exhibit when they need to. Thank God for women in our lives and the world. And I'm not just, you know, saying this for the fact that we wouldn't be here without them. But you know, there is so often a bold doggedness and perseverance about a woman's nurturing love that simply cannot be denied. We read in 2 Samuel chapter 21, starting at verse 1, a very old story about Rizpah. Rizpah was not a very nice woman, but of course that doesn't qualify her from being a mother. She did in fact have two illegitimate sons by Saul. And later when David ascended to the throne, he had these two sons sentenced to death because they had participated in the death of others. And David decreed that their bodies should be hung on a public gallows for all to see. Rather an intimidating object lesson. And this is when Mother Rizpah comes back into the story again. She goes to the execution site and begins a sad and lonely vigil beside the bodies of her two sons, shackles by night. Listen, when David heard of the tenacity of this mother's vigil, he was moved to compassion. So moved by this woman's tenacity of family love, he went and personally had the bodies removed and given a decent burial. It seems to me that Rizpah's vigil speaks to the tenacious love of almost all mothers. And if this isn't true for you, break the chain and choose to become what God called you to be that maybe you didn't receive from your mother, and set into life's future generations a new godly example. And maybe in addition, celebrate those around you throughout life who have somehow taken on nurturing you and others like a mother. And if you're not a mom, that may be your godly calling. We thank you, Lord, for all the wonderful attributes you have endowed upon women. I'm Pastor Joe Selensky at Lifeway Church in North Bangor, New York, your pastor for the day here on Mars Hill.